All right, so we're diving into Maurice Maisel's take on the getting of wisdom. And wow, this one really got me thinking about, AI and where we're headed.
It's such a classic coming-of-age story, right? But Maisel puts this really interesting spin on it by setting it in 2054.
Yeah, 2054, AI everywhere.
Yeah.
Maisel drops us right into this, like, super advanced high school called the Academy of Cognitive Integration. I mean, talk about an elite education.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, what would high school even look like in a world where AI is just completely woven into everything?
Right. And that's where we meet Ellie. She's this, typical teenager in a lot of ways, but she's got this crazy assignment: create an AI that can predict the future, basically.
Yeah.
Societal outcomes, the whole nine yards.
Talk about a challenge. I mean, where do you even begin with something like that?
Right. And she's using all this data, tons of it, economic indicators, climate data, everything you can imagine. But here's the thing: the results she gets back, let's just say they're not exactly optimistic.
Yeah, and that's what makes this whole thing so interesting, because AI at its core is all about patterns, right?
Right. So is Maisel saying that the patterns from our past are all we have to look forward to?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Because what about things like hope or resilience? You know, those uniquely human qualities that allow us to adapt and change, even when the data might suggest otherwise.
So it's like AI can process all this information about what we do and how we do it, but it can't really grasp the why.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, because how much do we rely on just data in our own decision making? What are we missing?
It really makes you think. Okay, so AI can tell us what happened in the past and maybe even predict what might happen in the future, but can it really understand what it means to be human?
And if it can't, then how do we factor that in as AI becomes more and more part of our lives? You know, everything from healthcare to, well, you name it.
It's a big question, and Maisel doesn't let us off the hook easily.
It's like the whole thing hinges on this idea of wisdom, doesn't it? Like, can AI ever really be wise?
Yeah, it's not just about having information, right? It's about understanding what it means and how to use it. And maybe even more importantly, when to ignore it.
Right. And that's where humans come in, or at least that's what Maisel seems to be saying. He's making us think about what makes us different from these machines we're creating.
And he does it in this really clever way by having Ellie stumble across this philosophy lecture. Remember, she's struggling with her AI model, and then bam, it hits her.
This idea that wisdom isn't just knowing a bunch of facts. It's about seeing the bigger picture, making judgments, knowing what's right and wrong, all those messy things that AI, at least for now, can't quite seem to grasp.
And it's like this aha moment for Ellie. She realizes that's what's missing from her AI model, so she goes back to the drawing board. But how do you even begin to program something as complex as wisdom?
That's a great question, Ray. I mean, we can teach AI to play chess or translate languages, but how do you teach it to understand what it means to be human, to have empathy, compassion, all those things that make us who we are?
Right, like how do you teach a machine to feel what we feel when we see a beautiful sunset or hear a piece of music that moves us? Those things aren't just data points.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Maisel doesn't just leave us with this, like, impossible dilemma. He gives us Ellie, who, in her own way, figures out how to bridge this gap between data and wisdom.
So how does she do it? By feeding the AI all these stories about human resilience and compassion, things like communities coming together after a natural disaster or people forgiving each other even after terrible things have happened.
It's like she's teaching this AI to see the world not just through numbers and statistics, but through human experience.
And it actually works. Her new model starts producing these outcomes that are still based on data, but also feel more, I don't know, more human.
More hopeful too, right? Like, there's this sense that even with all the challenges we face, humanity has this incredible ability to adapt, to overcome, to keep moving forward.
It's like she's found this balance, right? Between what AI is good at, all that data crunching, and what makes us human, that ability to look beyond the numbers and make judgments based on, I don't know, something more.
It's intuition, right? Gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, we all have it, but it's hard to explain, let alone program into a machine.
Exactly. But it's not like everyone in the story is immediately on board with Ellie's approach, right? I mean, Maisel makes a point of showing us how some of her classmates, these kids who've grown up surrounded by AI, they're like, wait a minute, are we taking a step backward here?
Yeah, they're worried about subjectivity creeping in, and I get that, you know, if you're talking about something as serious as predicting the future, you want it to be as objective as possible.
But isn't that part of the point Maisel is making, though? Like, can we ever really be completely objective, especially when it comes to human behavior?
It's a question we've been wrestling with forever, right? And it's not just about AI, it's about how we make decisions in all aspects of our lives. Do we go with our gut, or do we stick to the data even when it feels wrong?
And the thing is, progress isn't always about following the most logical path, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes the best way forward is the one that feels right, even if we can't quite explain why.
It takes courage, though, to go against the grain, to challenge the status quo, especially when everyone around you is telling you you're wrong.
Just like Ellie, right? She could have just stuck with her original AI model, the one that everyone else seemed to think was fine.
But she didn't. She trusted her instincts, her own sense of what was right. And in doing so, she might have just cracked the code, so to speak, on creating a better future, a more hopeful future.
So what's the takeaway here? AI, data, it's all incredibly powerful stuff, but we can't forget the human element, right? Our wisdom, our intuition, those things matter.
They're what make us unique, what make us capable of imagining and building a future that's not just technologically advanced, but also kind, compassionate, just all those things we strive for.
It's been a fascinating deep dive into Morris Missell's reimagining of the getting of wisdom. Big thanks to our expert for joining us and helping us unpack all these complex ideas. And to everyone listening, if you want to explore more of Missell's work, you can find a link in the show notes. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing. And remember, the future is ours to create.